First of all, I want to thank all of you who have been praying for good weather for our Oktoberfest, which is going on now, if you haven't noticed. And also, since the Lord has been so good to us, let us also give him thanks for the blessing of the good weather. A fellow went to the wake, and he saw the fellow in the coffin, and he had a wonderful tan, and he looked very relaxed and had a slight smile on his face. And he went to the widow and said, "He really looks great in the casket." He says, "Yes. He just came back from a week in Spain, and didn't the vacation do him good?" Thank you, Michael. Today's gospel, Jesus wants to take his apostles on a quick vacation, but obviously plans changed. In the first reading, Jeremiah challenges Judah's kings and priests because instead of leading the people to fidelity and justice, instead of leading them to live in their covenant relationship with God, they have led them into an attitude of self-sufficiency, an attitude that would lead very shortly to their trying to stand against Babylon by their own power. And that standing against them would be useless. They would be conquered, Jerusalem would be destroyed, the temple would be destroyed, and the people would be brought into exile. But Jeremiah has words of hope, that in the days to come there will be a good and faithful shepherd from the house of David who will provide as a shepherd provides. And that, of course, is Jesus, who leads us rightly. In the gospel, as I said, Jesus wants to take the 12 to relax and reflect on the success of their mission, to help them to understand that their success was because of their faith and because of their relationship with Jesus. He wants them to be refreshed and rested so that they can continue to do the mission. But Jesus is interrupted. He sees the crowd. He is moved with pity because they are like sheep without a shepherd. And this reminds Jesus again and the apostles that they still have work to do. The apostles see Jesus' love for them and for these people and the love that they, as apostles, are going to have and that we are to have. Our plans often get interrupted, but we are still to do what Jesus asks of us to do. In the second reading, Paul reminds the Ephesians of what Jesus has done. By his dying and rising, by his love, he has broken down the divisions. There's no more Jew or Greek, but we are all to be one in Jesus, to act with love and mercy, even when, and especially when, we are tired or oppressed or abused or dismissed. Because those who abuse us and dismiss us are still brothers and sisters to Christ Jesus and brothers and sisters to each of us. And God loves them as he loves each one of us. And so we are called to share that love with them in Jesus' name, that they may come to know the Lord, to believe in him, and through that faith may come to life in this world and to eternal life in the world that will never end.